guys, just before we start, we wanted to take a second to tell you about two amazing events. You've got the Australia Build Online and the Sydney Build Expo. Australia Build Online is this year from the 6th to 10th of December, and it's totally online. They've got hundreds of speakers all across Australia, from architects to contractors and engineers, covering all sorts of topics. So check it out. Then next year, the Sydney Build Expo is on. It's on the 1st and 2nd of June 2022, and this event is going to be huge. It's a two-day event showcasing all the latest opportunities in construction, architecture, and infrastructure. They've got 350 exhibitors, more than 300 industry speakers, and loads of live events. I cannot wait to go to a live event. Come along and join us there. It's going to be amazing. Tickets are free. Jump into the show notes for the links and book your tickets.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders,
our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Hello, lovely listeners. Krabeshni here from Build Her Collective, and welcome along to our podcast today. Today, I am talking to you about our Rathmines project. So we are super excited to have the South House on the market. It's so fantastic, and it's been such an exciting time pulling everything together. I'm going to give you a little bit of an intro into what's been happening, getting them onto the market, how we've pulled it all together, and we have a little special surprise that we'd love to share with you. I don't even know if we've told you about it. So let's kick off. As you know, the South House is on the market, and that is super exciting. But what has happened in the lead up to that? So we've been sharing with you through a few podcasts how to style for sale, and Rebecca and I did an interview with that for that, and I interviewed her, and I thought it was so much fun. And we wanted to really touch base with you and say, hey guys, it's on the market, come check it out. We're super proud of it. We're so proud of what the Builderite has achieved and brought together, and give you some insights as to how it's all come about. One thing I'm going to say before I get into how did it all come about and how have we got to where we are right now, because it feels like in projects, sometimes it can feel like everything is against you and things are never going to get going. And then they do. And then there's this momentum. And, you know, with the background of COVID and on and off again, all that has been happening. But how do you stay forward focused? I got to pop down the other night. We did some cleaning, and we had to, you know, there was a bit of rain. We had to clean up a bit of mud. And it was actually really nice to be in the build and be around the site. Everybody had gone away home. There was a couple of trades still finishing off some stuff. And it was like a get in there, muck in, and kind of get this little thing done, but and help in a little way to move that site forward, because there's so much pressure on the builder, and that's Rebecca and John at the moment, to finish and pull together all these final elements, and they are coordinating tons of people. You know, it's really an amazing thing to see. So I have to say, the light in that room, I was really blown away. We were sitting in the back of the room, and it was around 8 o'clock, and no lights are connected yet at that point in time. And the natural light that was coming in through the glazed windows at the back and the highlight windows and the little views, all the little views and glimpses to the trees and nature, it was just absolutely fabulous. And I really took a moment and enjoyed that. And I think that the Build Her Eight ladies, the interior designers, the builders, the designers, everybody who's contributed to making that moment be there, should really be so exceptionally proud of themselves. It's such a fantastic feeling to be in that space. And, you know, to start seeing how the colors are interacting with each other, and the special attention that Rachel and Rebecca and Alison, everybody has put together to pull those finishes together. So they tell a story, and there's cohesiveness through them, and they have a feel, and They have tangibility. It's absolutely beautiful. The stone is fantastic. It's got this texture and this pattern and this balance with these tiles and the cabinetry and the carpet. We picked a Godfrey Hirst carpet in there, and it's lush to feel and it's nice to walk on. And it's those little things that I think sometimes can get taken out of a project when things start to get tough, but at the same time, there's this balance to things. And, you know, understanding how we're going to feel in our homes and in our spaces and being connected to the decisions that have been made across the way form a big part of that final piece. Not to mention how those spaces are going to be dressed and styled and the textures and the colours that are all going to play into that. There's been significant work that's gone into pulling those looks together and really sitting down and thinking about them and planning them and the logistics that goes behind pulling in all the styling and the furniture and the selections. We're so lucky that we were able to partner with Globerest to pull in all the furniture, but someone's still doing that work and putting that heart and soul into it. So big shout outs from me all around. I'm feeling like I'm being a little bit gushy, but I think it's okay to get a little bit gushy and admire and praise all the work that's been done by the team. So John has been there every day. That commitment and that presence and having someone there who's understanding and as connected to what you're building and why you're building it is critical. You know, Rebecca has been working exceptionally hard and pulling together a lot of these aspects. So she's working with the trade, she's pulling in the prices, she's coordinating with John, she's coordinating with the trade, she's getting the quote, she's working with, you know, Alison and Rach to pull together the interior design, how that integrates with the building design. That's such a critical component. So, you know, it's really fabulous. Omar's been working on getting quotes, and like we go through a whole range of things that people do, but I'm really wanting to give a big shout out there because I think it's super important. So anyway, I digress. How did we do it? So what did we do? At the very beginning of the project, we really wanted to pull together a development, and that development, we wanted to have a community feel about it and have a way to really give women in our community the experience to be able to be part of a project and have some active participation, have role and responsibility in that. And so from that, after the site was bought from Rebecca and John, we pulled together a JV, and that JV then set the way that the project was going to be executed. So we've got our Build Her 8, and our Build Her 8 team is a mixture of Rebecca and myself and six other women. You probably all know their names already, who came together to co-fund, co-build and co-deliver this project. And along the way, we've had some challenges and we've had some hairy moments, but the testament to everyone being on the same pathway and everyone having the same goals and understanding how those hairy moments have come about and what are the solutions to those has been so amazing, because everybody in this project has been so positively minded that they're willing to work through issues and they're willing to kind of figure out how do we keep moving forward. And that's such an important part too, getting over the line and getting these projects over the line. So the next part of that is we have the design and the build. So we've got two elements. We've got how do we pull the design together? And in this aspect, we work with Ben Callery, and Ben Callery pulled together the form and the architecture of the house. And he really sat down and took our brief on and understood how we wanted those two houses to interact with each other, how we wanted them to play with each other in terms of look and form and color and texture and light. Oh, so many things. And that's really critical. Your architect understanding your brief is one of the root causes, I think, to why projects can go wrong. So a big shout out there. And that takes a level of coordination and, again, liaison, coordination and leadership. So understanding then that all these things don't happen in isolation and that the building design is happening while the interior design can be happening and the two feed into each other and working collaboratively is so important to getting the overall synthesis of the project happening and understanding the play. And then the reason it's important to be involved in your design process and understand is that when you come to build, questions are going to be fired at you and you're going to have to answer those questions. So understanding how and why you're answering them, because you have a good grasp on the design aspects, is important. And if that's not your happy place, then you need to work with a designer and architect who's going to bring those skills to the table for you. And that's where you form a great team. The next part is the build. So this is where we bring in Baron Project. So Rebecca and John then are the builders and they are building the project. So doing it in this way, we're able to run concurrently a few different phases of the project, and that's because we have the in-house builder. So we're able to build, we're able to workshop the designs, we're able to tweak designs, we're able to play a little bit more with the interiors and really get a good handle on how they're going to fall together and how all the samples and all the different materials are going to interact. Because in some ways I like to kind of think of it as this big jigsaw. And all these little pieces have to come together, and how you choose to put those little pieces together forms that feeling of quality. And so what I'm talking about could be how a tile connects with a carpet, or how a skirting board might connect to a ledge, or a carpet might meet another flooring tile, or a floorboard might have a texture and a pattern. How does that work around the staircase? And so all these sort of things need to fall into play when we're working in this type of model. And then the next part that we decided to do was to really, really, really pull together and show everyone. It's a big undertaking, but we chose to do a web series and really pull together a really fun web series where we hope to really show you and demonstrate to you a little bit about us, about the Builder Eight and how it all came together, but show you how the build has really happened from our point of view and how we've been able to kind of just keep moving forward and keep sort of re-strategizing and re-planning in this sort of climate of COVID. And so one of the things that has happened very recently is we've all just been able to get back on site. We're really feeling the pinch across the board in the industry that everybody is feeling the effects of these delays, and that's all coming to a head now. And that's not just, we're hearing a lot in the media about suppliers, but that's not just the suppliers that have been affected. They're professionals that are being affected where there's a backlog of works and they haven't been able to get to site, or things like that haven't been able to happen. There's a, from a professional point of view, there are some delays there. From an authority point of view, there are certainly, we're experiencing long time periods and a bit of delays in getting things like building permits across the, and getting things through council. That's certainly been something that's been a challenge, and we're hearing it a lot. But those are the things that you kind of got to work through and you got to push through. And when you do push through them, there's an immense amount of satisfaction. So planning the build, re-strategizing, re-engaging and re-motivating all those trades to get back on site after construction shutdowns and things like that, that's all due to good relationships with people and being able to call on those relationships and demonstrate to them and show them and have them be connected into what you're doing as well and wanting to be part of that. And I think there's a big testament and a big thanks to Rebecca and John who are really working with the trades and their connections in the trade to be able to do that. So that has then fed into our web series. Now, the web series is super excited. It means that we've had someone on site recording what's been happening. We've been trying to get footage, and hopefully we've got some good moments. We're putting it all together, and we're so excited to share it with you all. So watch this space. Keep a few minutes aside to watch it. It's going to be really fun. We're going to share with you more about the Builder Eight, who they are and what they have been doing, a little bit about them, a little bit about me and Rebecca. We're going to talk to you about how the build has come about, the challenges that we've had, how we've overcome them, and you get to see how it's all happened. I hope you like it. Let us know if you do. Let us know. Drop us a comment, send us an email or DM us on Instagram, however you like to contact us. It's going to be hosted on YouTube, but we'll probably have it across the board. So keep your eyes out for the Rathmines web series by the Build Her 8.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. Don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.